This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Another stark reminder that not even one of the nation's most secure buildings is immune from the virus. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and a leading member of the task force, has become nationally known for his simple and direct explanations to the public about the coronavirus and COVID-19, the disease it causes. Fauci's institute says he's tested negative for COVID-19 and will continue to be tested regularly. It added he's considered at relatively low risk based on the degree of his exposure and that he would be taking appropriate precautions to mitigate the risk to personal contacts while still carrying out his duties. While he will stay at home and telework, Fauci will go to the White House if called and take every precaution. That's according to the Institute. Also quarantining are Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. South Korea warned on Sunday the possibility of a second wave of COVID-19 infections, reporting new coronavirus infections at a one-month high. South Korea had begun easing some pandemic restrictions, including opening bars and nightclubs. Many of the new cases were linked to people who frequented nightclubs last weekend, in particular one man who went to three nightclubs before testing positive. South Korea has since shut down more than 2,100 bars and other establishments. Schools in South Korea were scheduled to begin reopening this week, but that may be delayed. Officials say investigation of the new cases will determine the next steps. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.